The 1880 U.S. presidential election was a vivid snapshot of post-Reconstruction America, marked by political tensions, regional divides, and the stirrings of a new economic era. At its core, the election pitted Republican James Abe Garfield against Democrat Winfield Scott Hancock, each representing distinct visions for the nation's future. While the popular vote was razor-thin, the Electoral College outcome leaned decisively toward Garfield, leading some to label it a landslide, albeit a nuanced one. 1880 was a landslide. James Abe Garfield, a congressman from Ohio, emerged as the Republican candidate after a contentious and protracted convention. The party was deeply divided between two factions. The stalwarts, led by figures like Roscoe Conkling, who staunchly supported the spoils system, and the half-breeds, who sought civil service reform. Garfield was a compromise candidate, chosen after neither former President Ulysses S. Grant nor Senator James G. Blaine could secure the necessary support. Garfield's platform focused on continued industrial growth, protective tariffs, and civil rights for African Americans, though the latter was increasingly sidelined in national discourse. On the Democratic side, Winfield Scott Hancock, a career military officer and Civil War hero, was selected with far less drama. Hancock was admired for his leadership during the Battle of Gettysburg and his reputation as a man of integrity. The Democrats sought to capitalize on his image, framing him as a unifier who could bridge the divisions lingering from the Civil War. However, Hancock's campaign struggled to articulate a distinct platform beyond opposition to Republican policies, particularly high tariffs, and a vague commitment to states' rights, a stance that appealed to Southern voters still resentful of Reconstruction. The electorate in 1880 reflected a nation grappling with profound changes. The Civil War was a lingering memory, shaping political allegiances and regional dynamics. The South remained solidly Democratic, driven by resentment toward Republican-led Reconstruction and a desire to reassert white supremacy. In contrast, the North, increasingly industrialized and urbanized, leaned Republican, attracted by the party's pro-business policies and promises of economic growth. The West, with its burgeoning populations and diverse interests, was a battleground, with both parties vying for the support of farmers and laborers. Voter turnout was extraordinarily high, with nearly 79% of eligible voters casting ballots. This enthusiasm reflected the intense partisan loyalty of the era, where elections were seen as pivotal battles for the nation's soul. However, it also highlighted the exclusion of significant portions of the population, including women, most African Americans in the South, and Native Americans. Despite the 15th Amendment, Southern states employed tactics like literacy tests, poll taxes, and outright intimidation to suppress black voting, a reality that profoundly shaped the election's outcome. The state of the nation in 1880 was one of transition and tension. The Reconstruction era had officially ended in 1877, leaving African Americans in the South vulnerable to disenfranchisement and violence. The economy was recovering from the panic of 1873, and industrialization was transforming the North and Midwest, bringing prosperity to some, but also stark inequalities. Labor unrest was on the rise, with workers demanding better conditions and wages in an era of rapid industrial growth. Meanwhile, the frontier continued to beckon settlers, fueled by the promise of land and opportunity, though often at the expense of Native American populations. The campaign itself was fiercely contested, with both parties employing vibrant rhetoric and mass mobilization efforts. Republicans sought to remind voters of their role in preserving the Union and abolishing slavery, while Democrats emphasized Hancock's war heroism and criticized Republican corruption, particularly in the administration of President Rutherford B. Hayes. The so-called Bloody Shirt strategy, reminding voters of Democratic complicity in the Civil War, remained a staple of Republican campaigning, though its effectiveness was waning as memories of the war receded. When the votes were tallied, Garfield narrowly won the popular vote, securing 48.3% to Hancock's 48.2%, a margin of just over 7,000 votes out of more than 9 million cast. However, the Electoral College told a different story. Garfield captured 214 electoral votes to Hancock's 155, thanks to victories in key northern and midwestern states. This disparity between the popular and electoral vote outcomes underscores the regional polarization of the era. Garfield's strength in populous northern states allowed him to dominate the electoral map despite the near parity in the popular vote. In this sense, the 1880 election can be considered a landslide, but only in the context of the Electoral College. Garfield's sweeping victories in industrialized states like New York, Pennsylvania, and Ohio secured a decisive electoral majority, reflecting the Republicans' ability to consolidate support in areas where economic growth and modernization were reshaping society. However, the slim margin in the popular vote highlights the deep divisions within the electorate, with little evidence of a broad national consensus. The election of 1880 is significant not only for its immediate outcome, but also for what it reveals about the era. It marked the culmination of a political strategy rooted in Civil War loyalties, as new issues like industrialization, labor rights, and immigration began to take center stage. It also underscored the enduring power of the Electoral College to shape political outcomes, often amplifying regional divides. For Garfield, the victory was short-lived. His presidency was tragically cut short by assassination less than a year into his term. Yet the election remains a compelling study of a nation in flux, balancing the legacies of its past with the challenges of a rapidly changing future.